We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hudson lassoed by Talis. Look at Talis. He drags him.
But a champion becomes a legend. Maccabi Negra's won it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie's Podcast. You're here with three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Boys, Falcons, diving tactics, post-game interviews, heaps of Reggie shit from the RRLC, plus all your footy from both codes and heaps more. All's right in the world, boys. The Dragons are still shit.
That's right.
Good to know. And
I was worried. I was worried them and the Tigers all of a sudden were world beaters. But it's good to see they aren't.
Tigers, no good. Dragons, really bad.
It actually made me feel this week, I think 6 out of 8. I got, and it was just nice to be like, cool, I'm two rounds in, things, and I'm like, things are normal. Like,
that's
things
right.
Should just fucking.
It was like, who the fuck played in round one for Dragons to same team, but why were they so good and then the complete opposite?
Might be the whole new coach, the new feeling, and then.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's, we're always back.
Yeah.
Nah. It's 2010, Jamie Sherwood. Anyway, we'll get into that soon. I'm not even going to ask you how your day was yesterday, because you had a prime down the Bruce and everyone would have heard that on another podcast already yesterday.
So, fair chance, yes.
But I've never heard that, where your flight gets delayed and they rebook you not 2 hours later, 2 days later.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, that's fucked.
How was the Jeremy Marshall King Falcon, boys?
That is one of the worst I've seen.
How's the eyes just going?
I love Ben Hunt's face where he just kicks it, realizes that it happened, then he goes, ah. Like, looking at him going, you.
Did he fail his HIA or did he pass it?
No, he passed it.
Didn't he score a try?
Because he scored a try later in the game.
So doesn't remember scoring.
Yeah.
It was after? Because I thought maybe he scored before. Yeah, that's fucking funny.
Fucking oath. That is funny, eh?
You know what really pissed me on Friday night? So don't start talking about the game here, because we're going to talk about that in a minute.
I've got a bit of Reggie stuff before we get
to
the
sure.
games.
But this is just a topic I want to talk about quickly. It's the commentators at the moment. Now, I reckon this has been going on for a while, but for some reason it's only just sort of clicked in my head on Friday night after I had a few sherbets. And when a player takes a dive right in the defensive line, so the old, they ran at the outside shoulder.
The shepherd milking what thing?
Yeah. Yep. So ball goes out the back, the edge back rower runs at the outside shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's usually, let's be honest,
Mitch
it's
Moses.
Usually a halfback.
Yeah.
Moses.
That wears blue and gold. So when that happens, it's all well and good, whatever, it's a penalty. We all know that. But now the commentators go, oh, gee, that was smart from Moses to go down there.
Oh, fuck off.
What? That was smart to go down there. Like, literally
praising,
saying
milking.
It's good to
glorifying milking taking it. A dive.
And
you should be going, so have fucked. A fucking go and try and get there, Moses.
I don't know if it was Mitch. Like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, but he's done it 1,000 times. So, like, let's just say.
Encouraging it. I just go.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Can we at least say, like, Someone who never does it, never takes the shit, is like Joey Johns and that when he commentates.
He says it out.
Yeah.
But you get like the main commentator who, you know, runs most of the game.
Yeah.
And going, gee, that was smart to go down there. And
Which you sort of go, if you're going off the rules of the game, yeah, it probably is. But if you're going off any sort of just like fucking, how can you live with yourself knowing that you've milked it?
And they're like, getting, people are noticing and they're praising it. Mm. Oh, I just fucking hated it.
That is fucked.
Do you reckon the Poms are calling us out at the moment? Going fucking all right. He's playing by the rules, boys.
Sure, game is going soft.
I just think like if you actively try and get there and you get fucking held up, they'll see that if they play it back.
Mm.
You can whinge after you can't make it there and they score a try, fucking fly up to the refs and go, oi, check that, bud.
Yeah.
But Osmosis at the time, don't just lay there going, oh. Yeah.
But he has both. Smart if it doesn't go his way, then he'll run up and whinge in their face.
Smart play.
I cannot agree with you more there.
Yeah, I think hated it. Just hated this sentence from the commentator. Not even having to go at a player. It's the commentator.
Yeah. To glorify that's what you should do.
Yeah.
So like kids are going, oh, I'm going to do that at fucking.
Yeah. Because that sentence gets said all the time in the fucking EPL and in soccer.
Yeah.
It was 100%. Smart to go down. Like you get a little tap on the ankle and
you see how hard they milk it.
Smart to go down in the penalty area or something. And
straight away it just draws your eyes to it, doesn't it? Mm. Like straight up.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into a bit of RRLC work.
Oh, yeah.
How is Adam Thompson? This was great. Tomo, he's posted in the RRLC of a proud dad moment, right? His young bloke played his first game of seniors footy on the weekend.
Yeah.
Fucking huge, this kid.
Yeah.
Had the 10 on.
Yeah, and could be anything.
The old man's posted a video of his first hit up, knocked a bloke spark out.
Yeah.
Like, while he ran the ball.
Oh, promise.
Young fella was running the ball.
Just giving the dino.
Bumped him straight off,
Bunt, and old mate's fucking doing these ones on the ground. And we don't want to see that, obviously. No. It's not good to see a bloke get knocked out. But how'd that be for you, like, get the adrenaline confidence going?
Oh, that's the confidence is up, bud.
Fucking hell. That was prime. Hopefully old mate's all right.
Sure is.
What happened here? I had a little dig at a few blokes, actually.
Did you?
On the weekend, yeah.
Big G, just so fucking steaming in.
Rhino and tearing.
Big Rhino. He's posted the leaderboard from the ESPN app and said, what the fuck's going on with your scoring system? It's all, you know, all my other ones say that I'm on 14, but this one says I'm on 20, or I can't remember the exact numbers, but for some reason it was almost like they were adding our scores up from the AFL and NRL, but they weren't. I checked that
and it
didn't add up either.
So something's
going, I have no idea what's going on here.
Yeah.
So I did the old Norwegian on it and fucking deleted the app, put it back on, and all the scores were right.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Right.
So I just did that, and so I had to post in there and say, give it the fucking reset.
The Norwegian. Yeah.
Clip a few give it that. On the ears.
And there was one other thing in there that I answered in the same post, and then I said, anything else I can fucking help with?
The boys are just fucking not happy. Fix this shit.
We sorted it all out, and fair enough. And then everyone said their leaderboards were all fixed.
Well, there you go. If you're doing your apprenticeship as a lecky, just remember everything is solved by just turning it off, and turning it back on, and going, got it done.
Any electronic shit. Very true.
Yeah.
Mm. If you're an IT wizard, you're fucking not. You just turn it off and back on again.
Yeah, we all know the Norwegian. Right.
Damien Moyer.
Moyer!
I think it's Moy, but Moyer. Got an 8-legger, posted it, had $8,
$3,300.
Fucking. Classy. All try scorers. Because, brings me onto a point a bit later on, right now. That's what you'd want to see this round. Like, things actually happened like
as
they're
they
supposed
should.
To.
Yeah.
So, teams won who were supposed to. And listen Cunt to these
scored.
For a few try scorers. Walsh, Mariner, Katoa, Mulatalo, Kyle Felt, DWZ, Hammer.
So, all try scorers that usually score tries in the back line.
Yes.
Not just a sprinkle in a little front
rower.
They all
scored.
That's nice. That's nice.
Just nice.
Not that's like supposed. A Ruben Cotter triple.
Yeah.
When I go for fucking.
Maybe that's who the listeners needed last week.
Obviously, but you can't pick and choose.
No, you can't.
And
good
Zachary.
On him. Pulling off one of those, just once is nice.
I cherish that.
It's just something like
that's pretty much a $3,300 profit because you had fucking $8 on the
fuck. That's a big win.
Outrageous. And then Zachary McKenna, credit to you for putting this video up. How's your ribs, old son? Because he put up a video of his, I don't know if it was his first game back or his first run back in the local footy, and he just got fucking sat, man. Oh, and it was like the sound, the big.
Saw him coming home all the way. The boys just fucking.
Oh, well, it was off a tap.
Oh, nice.
It's just fucking.
It wasn't a soft run either.
I used to love that, the tap, especially when it was like Reggie's or something, midway through the half. No backup, but
not at all.
She's not running in twos. It's one out. We've got about six cunts who are just V-lining, trying to get there first. Normally a tip-on goes well in that situation.
We went. Went round to Dossie's and watched the footy on Saturday night, and we were all joking about how, because there was a few fucking backs there, former backs, don't worry about the forwards, worry about the backs. And we were going, how good was it when, you know, kick return, the boys are all blowing, getting back on side, just there's a full defensive line and everyone's yelling, just scoot it! Just scoot it, boys! And you're about to pick the fucking ball up at dummy half.
Poor old winger, still built like Scotty Minto's fucking running one out.
I was guilty of that. I'd be a forward running back. I'd see the winger and go, just take a fucking run.
Work.
Let me breathe.
Wonder what he's going to do.
Yeah.
One up, boys. Not truck it. Truck the knot.
That's funny as fuck because that is true. True.
What do you got for us?
Mate, I run into something, and I've been looking out for a bit of Reggie stuff, like just a bit of nostalgic Reggie stuff.
We've been talking about it.
Yeah, and I bumped into something, because you can't search for this stuff, it just finds you, and you go, that's Reggie. Now, there's a bloke called Cameron Streeter, I think he's on Facebook. I sent Quino the clip, he's just talking about his top five sports and why he likes them, and you just can't argue with the bloke. Have a listen.
Top five sports professions. Coming in at number five is a darts player. You can be a fat cunt, you train at the pub, and you travel the world. Number four is a surfer. You travel the world, you can party lots, the girls love you, but unfortunately you can't be a fat cunt and you could be eaten by a shark. Number three is a baseballer. You can be a fat cunt, you get lots of money, you can party, but the downside is you're stuck in America all the season. Number two is a 2020 cricketer. You can be a fat cunt, you travel the world, and you've always got a teammate who's keen for a beer. Number one is a golfer. You get unbelievable money, you travel the world, you can be a fat cunt, you can bang lots of girls and you can play until you die. The only downside is you have to get up early.
Yeah, you got a guy with Streeter there. I think as you get a bit older, the idea of still being able to compete in sports and be a fat cunt, drink and eat what you want, and travel. Appealing to a Reggie.
If you were gonna put money aside, it'd be darts.
Yeah.
But you got to think of the money as well. So that's what he's done for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, if you're purely just going off the sport, you'd go darts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can do that on a Friday night with your mates.
You've got a counterweight just holding you there.
Yeah. There's nothing that you need to have physically going on for you.
Look at Luke Littler. He's 16. He looks like a 40-year-old.
As long as you don't have a stroke. Like, you should be fucking pretty good darts.
Yeah.
Or a bung shoulder.
They reckon, I watched a video of that, what's the big ogre's name? Van Gerwen, the Dutch bloke. And he was showing how he throws it.
Yeah.
And he was saying that no one has, the same throw.
Really?
They're all different.
It's just how you throw it.
Yeah. There's no, that's correct even technique.
Better. Yeah, that's fucking
awesome. No
if it works, it works.
Tell you what would be fun is to go to a tournament, those live
We've got to go.
Alley.
Because just the atmosphere, dressing up, getting pissed, just cheering.
It's
the
on world the bucket list, eh?
Championships would be good, but they have it over Christmas, New Year the time. So it's everyone's obviously off over in the UK and it's awesome for them, but trying to travel there is a bit of a pain in the ass.
Difficult for us.
The idea of that, and obviously there's so many sporting events that we still need to tick off that we love at home. Yeah, but I mean, it'd be cool eventually if this keeps going in a couple of years to do a Reggie sports tour, as in go to the darts and then go to a different fucking Reggie, golf hole, the party hole at Liv or something.
Yeah,
that's another one. Just that sort of shit's cool, man.
We are, I'm pretty sure that the test, we'll talk about it in a minute, but the test schedule come out for Australia v India
this summer.
Yep.
So actually, I had a good yarn with a taxi driver on the weekend about it. Just come right out of his shell. So he's a cricket mate. And just boom. Me and
love
him were just
fucking yarn.
Oh, it's great. You can tell he was just pumped.
Yeah.
Misses in the back just going, here we go again. You fucking hit everyone up.
Yeah, well, fuck me.
How are we looking?
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's just get into the footy, eh? Was that it?
Yeah, that was it, mate. Streeter? It was just Cameron Streeter.
Right.
Shout out to him.
Cheers, Street.
This is a great game.
Yeah, we'll get into the NRL first, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk a little bit about the Bronx Rabbits, but it feels so long ago being on Thursday.
Yeah.
All I want to say is Walshy started really well and the Rabbits are in big trouble. Like internally. I don't know what the fuck there's going to go on.
Culture issue. I don't know if Dimitri is the right bloke.
Yeah, that post-game interview from Luttrell was just weird.
To sum up the first two rounds and then have that was like, what the fuck? He's not the captain, but he's one of your main leaders.
Like, I don't know whether he was just frustrated and like pissed about the game, so he tried to do the opposite thing.
Yeah, but he had a smile on his face.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Act like he didn't care and, you know.
It was very strange.
And he hasn't been like even had a slap on the wrist for that either.
With what's going on here at the moment with it all, yeah, is it a thing where he's trying to, I don't know, test the boundaries and see what's going on? But whatever it is, it's different, like, and it sounds like a hypocrite, me saying swearing like that, because we swear all the time. But the difference is kids actively watch him and look up to him as a role model, professional player.
Yeah.
And it's a different story if you slip an F-bomb out.
Mm.
Heaps of people do it. Heaps of footy players.
And they'll go, oh, fuck.
Well,
it's the most rugby league thing ever, but he's actively doing it and saying, I'm swearing, rah, rah. You go, well, man, whatever.
Like, what are you trying to get out of it? Obviously, he's got the shits about something, but I just don't think, if you're going to do that, just don't get an interview at all.
Yeah, just exactly.
Say, nah, man, I'm not getting interviewed.
Yeah, people can say, oh, it's straight after the game and that after a loss, you shouldn't be interviewing them then, but that's your part of your job. You've got to have a cool head.
It's not like anything serious happened to him that game. They shouldn't interview him, though.
That's right.
They lost. But I mean, you know, I think he's got.
If you're not in the right mental space to be taking an interview,
just say no, I can't. Yeah, but anyway, I just thought it was a bit strange, and he probably needs to pull his head in a bit there.
Definitely.
The Doggies were a bit better, but they faded away late.
Yeah,
but I did think they were better.
String together 80 minutes of good football yet. Mm.
I tell you what was good if you're a Sharks fan, is even at the end of the game when they were up. I think it was what the final score
25-6.
Yeah, so they were up 24-6. Hines wanted to kick a field goal to sort of seal it, and he ended up kicking it. But he didn't get the ball quick enough, and they like put the camera on him, and you could lip read him, and he's clapping his hands, going, "Get me the fucking ball!" Like even after he's kicked it, like you could just tell
just that intensity.
I think he's in the mood.
Yeah,
I think he's in the mood.
Big year.
Yeah. I think with the Dogs too, though. Like I'm not sitting here going, "Oh, they're gonna come back and that," but Eels Sharks is not an easy first two rounds.
No,
so they're playing the Titans this week, and I reckon this is their chance to go right.
We
fucking had a couple of hard games, but they're two quality sides, like scored a fair few points against Penrith and that, Eels. Yeah. So
the key for me is Saturday, 2 p.m., Belmore.
Me too.
Yeah, like,
that's coming up.
Big thing. But a couple of players, like they need their stars to all stand up, obviously. I think Kickow killed it. He had a great first half, but you need more of that. You need the team to gel.
What happened to Adokar? Did he get hurt?
In round one. Spoke to the uncle too about the current Preston situation.
What do you reckon?
He said, quote, no, not quote, tell Tom to pull his head in. Preston got players play out last year.
Right.
At the Bulldogs. At the fucking Bulldogs.
But Curran's been coming on playing front row and he's been going pretty well.
Yeah. So it's like, I didn't really know where he was, but yeah, fair enough.
The Raiders, they look all right. They look all right, but it's hard, again, another one hard to judge with who they've played.
It is. I think Vibes are up in Canberra, though.
They did play the Knights. The Knights backed it up with fucking...
I don't think that game's coming up, out, yeah.
And that was a fucking shit game.
Playing the Brogues,
a lot of silly mistakes.
But yeah, this is a good test for them to go to New Zealand and play the Brogues, because even though the Brogues lost, that was game of the round.
Yeah,
that
100%.
The quality of it, everything about it was game of the round. They're unlucky not to win, so I think they're up and about this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Was surely.
Yep.
But yeah, the Cows and Knights, man, it was a great finish, but it was just not a good game of football.
No, especially that last like 10 minutes, a couple of the errors and decisions made, like in key moments, you just went, what the fuck are you doing? Deer and going for a little grubber.
Yeah.
Like 50 metres out. You're like, when was that ever the play? But yeah, a lot of errors. Cowboys came home strong, probably lucky to even get the win there.
Oh, very. Both sides would have been lucky to win.
That's right, yeah.
I that was one of those ones where I was at the festival, no service, obviously couldn't watch it, but I was just I looked when I got back to the hotel and I went, yeah, of course. Like when I just went, fuck it, I'm going to go to the Knights, like against the grain, get one back early. Nah.
Well, that was perfect opportunity for them if they played half decent.
And watched the highlights too and went, fuck
Adam
off.
Elliott's try where he fucking ran through Drinkwater was one of the softest defensive efforts I've seen from an NRL player, man. Like, I'll happily sit here in my bar still and say that. He literally let him walk through. It's like, Drinky, you are way more solid than that.
Big Drink, I think he's a bit of an A-grader.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Whereas you look at Elliot, he's got Reggie potential.
Oh, Elliot. There's a lot. Apparently he's got a huge sword too.
Does he?
Just, apparently they call him the sheriff.
Yeah, they do.
And just, I don't want to say that actually. Dating, I was going to say. Millie Boyle.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too.
Yeah, Millie's not silly.
She'd be happy.
She sussed the sheriff out, mate. I felt his badge.
Sussed the sheriff. Right, the Storm was unbelievable finish, but look, game of the round for me. Where that the theatre of that finish, like, surely that's got to be up there with one of the best finishes
that
of all
is
time.
One of the best finishes of all time, let alone the circumstance that it was as well. Like, it just makes it, like, you watch that as a highlight, you'll go, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like, when NRL wants to promote the game in Vegas next year, show that
play
fucking
that
try.
With 10 seconds
But let alone
to go.
That it was 10 seconds ago to win the game.
That's right. Like, just that try alone as a highlights package, people go, whoa.
So everyone will win it. Talk about the moment. Some moments might have been bigger. Mm. Like, hate bringing this up, but felt scoring in the 2015 grand final.
That's right.
A second to go. But, like, that was an awesome try, but that wasn't that.
He walked in for a finish.
I think the key word to say that's one of the best finishes in a situation you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Not tries. Because, like, obviously tries coming off the back of, like, crazy flick passes. And, fucking elusive.
Something
and
chip
that.
And chase, like Lockyer and Billy years ago. Something where it just rips the game wide open.
But that finish.
It was just great shape, and then he dove from 5 metres out.
And, mate, DWZ cannot do anything else.
Couldn't have done anything
else. He fucking hit him, like, hip height. Full sprinting
he
at him.
He knocked himself out.
Like, finally a winger who just was there.
That's right.
Normally the dumb fucks tackling the centre with the centre. But just being a dead set winger. But he was there. And just dove over him.
Yeah. Like, it was nothing you can do in that situation.
It was impressive, mate.
Like, you'd just be absolutely, like, there would have been people that would have had multis on. And they've gone down because of that, or got up.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, imagine if that was your last leg, and you tipped the Storm to win 3.5.
Yeah, and coach to score.
Oh, anyway, shout out to them. Whoever they were, because it wasn't me.
But that's shout out to the people who were at that game
in that corner.
Yeah, just being there for the atmosphere of that sort of finish. And being able to say you're there live for those sporting
events.
Yeah,
that's a moment you'll fucking remember.
Can you actually just flick to, like, fuck, what would it be, round 8 maybe?
Yeah.
Because they play each other in the Anzac Day game most years.
Yeah, they do.
Does that say the 25th of April, anywhere around there?
25th of April, yep.
So they're not doing it?
No.
The Dragons are still playing the Roosters? Yeah, the Storm have played the Warriors in that traditional.
They usually play at Amy Park as
Anzac
well.
Night.
Yeah, that's right. So who's playing? Is there another fixture instead?
Warriors are playing at home against the Titans at
on Anzac Day,
2 p.m. Anzac Day.
Right, maybe they've gone
Dragons Roosters.
That just come to me then. Like, I don't know why they haven't stuck with that.
That's probably repaying. They could have just done them versus Melbourne again, but Wars during COVID and that, they've said here, have an Anzac Day game at home. Well, they could have fucking
taken Melbourne over there.
Yeah, they could have easily taken Melbourne over
there. Yeah, that is weird.
Anyway, they've got rid of that tradition.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
The Chooks and the Eagles was game of the round for me until they kicked off.
Yeah, it had so much potential.
Fucking sold out, Brookie.
Perfect. Like, that Sunday Ave. Sunday Ave.
And Jace just fucking blew the out of the whistle.
Love blowing that whistle.
I was actually trying to check at the festival to watch it. Like, I was going to the bar, like up the top, fucking seeing if I could get onto get onto KO. Yeah. No good. Because I was like, that was the game that I personally was looking forward to the most.
Man,
didn't miss this.
Weren't good, let's be honest. But fuck, they got some rough calls. Like, six agains on the fourth tackle while Manly are attacking like three or four times. And I'm just like, what was that for, Jace?
Mm. I'm yet to see myself ref a good game, hey. Like every fucking do time. Better, mate. I know. I'm trying, boys, but it's fucking not as easy as it
should
looks.
Should we pay for him to do some courses or something?
Give my cert two and reffing.
Yeah, it was just so many six agains and penalties for the Eagles. And like they were ended up being better. And honestly, for about 60 to 65 minutes, this one's going to hurt you. But every time Olakau'atu got the ball, I thought he was going to score. Every single time. Not once or twice. Every time he got it, I went, he'll score.
Every multi I ever put on with, like, in a Manly game for the rest of his career, I will put him in because the way that they just Tom and I very – obviously love a second row try scorer, but it's almost like their shape every time is, well, fuck, going out the back short to Olakau'atu.
I know, they do it all the time.
More than any other team hits a second rower, they do.
But it's because look how fucking big he is. Mm. And then they run the same shape. If old mate fucks off to slide, they give it to him. That's if he stays, they pass. It's as simple as that.
It's simple as that, but I feel like they hit him more than like any other option. I thought
they were too.
I would too.
But that was on Sunday when he was up against Skiri.
Had no chance.
He would have had nightmares on fucking Sunday night. Yeah. It was just relentless.
Yeah.
And every time he got, and they had so much footy down there too.
I know,
it was
psycho. Every time he touched the balls,
he's getting over. Definitely. Be covering that in the punch show.
Yeah. Tune in Thursday.
You will be getting, actually, I think Jace will be getting the whole A because he's multiple. Just been fucked.
I'm sore, boys.
In multiple ways.
I was almost going to stand up this episode.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, apparently the Dolphins are just fucking killers.
Yeah. Now, I think the Dragons fans have realised that they're not in an alternate universe.
No, that's right. Still on a high after round one, but, brought them back
down to earth.
I reckon
they probably took a deep breath after the game and went, everything's all good again.
You think
balance is restored.
You think it's more of an indication of how bad the Titans are?
I was thinking that, and we'll find
out
this weekend.
It's just a battle of who's the shittest.
Well, honestly, we're going to find out because Dogs have scored two tries in two games. Yeah. And
make sure you're not doing anything at 2 o'clock Saturday. It's going to be a ripper.
Anyway, we'll get into the tips in a bit.
Yes.
Yep. We'll cover the AFL first because there was – probably more should have happened than there was shouldn't have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the winning department.
That's right.
So another good week. Not so much for me. I only got five. What did you get?
Six.
I got, let me check. I think I got six as well because I know Frio fucked me.
Yeah, a tough trip to Perth, boys.
And Colin.
Tough trip to Perth.
Yeah, I can't believe you fucking called that. Anyway, we'll start with Thursday night. You had Carlton versus Richmond. That was a cracker because they're both injury-ravaged teams and it was still very close. Carlton get away with the win. Pretty lucky, I thought.
Huge win for me because now they've won one by 1 point, and 5 points, wasn't it?
That's right.
And now they got the bye.
Yeah, like, true.
If those two games are flipped by a fucking kick, all of a sudden they're 0-2, going into the bye. Exactly like the Lions do now.
Morale's down, yeah.
0-2.
That's right.
Not good.
One thing that stood out for me from that game, and I've seen it a few times, how versatile Charlie Curnow can be in that, like, dying moments of a close game. Because you see, he's fucking a Coleman medalist, and you can move him into the back line, and the way he just shuts down that ball and that, like, forward 50 is something else. Because he's used to being a forward. He's not used to trying to mark a man. He's obviously trying to get away from him.
Yeah.
So I feel like he takes that approach into the defense and just goes for intercepts every time.
Yeah,
and
he's
just perfect.
He's not really – I thought you were going to say he, like, tries to think what the attacking
forward's
thinking.
That too. He probably knows as well.
Yeah.
But he's so solid to just throw back to fucking ice out of the game.
That's good to have,
he did so well to, like, a couple intercept marks here at the end, which saved him from Richmond easily kicking a game winner, I thought.
Are Sydney the real deal or what?
Oh, Sydney look good.
The collie wobbles look
shit.
Very
bad. The fuck's the dog's eyes, man?
They are just
Premiership hangover.
What? Yeah.
0-2.
Someone might have fucking
Owen.
Not put them in the eight.
It's
the Premiership hangover.
The early crow. Oh, no, they're going to win next week now.
No one has gone back-to-back, defended their premiership after going 0-2.
Yeah.
Geelong last year, Hawks 2009, North Melbourne in 2000. Like, it's kind of hard for them to have a great season after this.
Was that three stats he's nailed, or was that just Jace?
I think they've been nailed.
Well done, brother. Fuck.
Got it right this week for once.
I'll fuck you up the name later, don't worry.
You know what happened? Wait, that can't be right.
What can't be?
I just say it anyway.
No, that's what I do.
Don't overthink it.
It was something about the first time that it's ever happened that both the grand final teams have lost their opening two.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Like random stats guy sort of shit.
Yeah.
Something you just shouldn't know.
Tell you what, I don't know how he finds those stats. You know who I'm talking about? The random stats guy.
Yeah. I think I do.
It's NRL stats, but some of the random shitty finds, I'm like, how the fuck does your brain even think about looking for that?
He probably just makes the stat up in his head and then goes looking for it.
That's true. Do you reckon that's happened?
It would take so much time.
Good on you.
He's fucking doing
a couple standouts. Chad Warner, I thought he killed it.
The Chad.
Especially that goal he kicked. I think it was he intercepted it inside the forward 50 and slotted one in his deadly TN boots. Did you see them?
Nah.
You know, like the Ashe TN shoes?
Oh.
Like the big bright, they're like, you see the Ashe bum bags fucking rocking around. I'm sure a few listeners know what I'm talking about. Nike's released.
Like younger boots. Ones, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nike's released these deadly boots.
Are you
boots
into
out.
Your Ashe game? Or?
Yeah, bro.
Mad. Nah, I reckon Collie Wobbles are going to get picked apart by all the so-called experts this week.
You watch them all find
footage of someone jogging when they should have been sprinting.
Yeah. They'll try to find a reason.
Walking when they should have been running. They'll just be into them.
Yeah, so. They'll be fucking ripping into them. And you know what? Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They can cop it. They'll get a lot of questions asked, but who cares?
Yeah.
Bombers versus your Hawks, Grove.
Mate, the boys... It was a cracking game of
footy. It actually was.
It was awesome.
Yous were just a bit more accurate.
Yeah.
You would have fucking
won. We
lost
the game because we couldn't kick straight.
Just couldn't kick straight. That's all
I think at one point we had.
That'd be a pain in the ass.
3-11 or something.
Would you rather lose like that or just be way worse?
That was good. Yeah. I was pumped.
Like, if you were a top four team,
you'd probably be pissed off. But for, like, you're going into the season with not much expectation.
The thing that shit me was players that played in the three premierships – Luke Bruce, Jack Gunston, they missed three sitters between them.
Yeah.
Like, oh. And then, what's his name? Anyway, played in the forward line for us. He missed an absolute dolly straight away. But then he kicked a couple, took a good mark. So it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Essendon ended up being too good, but.
It was literally case of Essendon were really accurate. They kicked 17-5.
If they couldn't wipe the floor with a young, undermanned Hawks, then they are not going to be competing in September. So
no, I don't think anyone has them.
More of a
must-win
for them.
Yeah. GWS versus Ruse. I don't want to talk about this too much.
Oh, what's that? Did they beat them by? Oh, 39.
Oh, I flogged them.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly 40.
Pants
nearly.
Them.
Nearly. Yeah, got the job done as they should have. Probably should have been a bit better. Jesse Hogan kicked a bag.
You know what? If you, this is going to piss you. Like a lot,
probably.
If you, does this give you what happened in the game? No,
nah. No. Nah.
So, with not long to go, I think they'd kicked 17 goals, 12 or something, and then they ended up kicking, or 16, 12, and they ended up kicking 17, 19.
Yeah, I didn't look much at that game. Was a bit busy. I know so they I just
kicked,
saw the score.
I definitely know they kicked 17, 19, and I'm. Fucking, I saw the highlights, and late in the fourth, they'd only kicked 12 behinds or something, or 14 behinds, and I'm going.
That makes me so happy.
Would make me sick.
If you listen to the Punch Show, you're aware of my distress right now.
The Geelong St Kilda was the match of the round.
That was a fucking ripper of a game.
That was
a mighty Catters. Great win to start.
Danger kicking one from outside 50 with a minute to go.
That was fucking class, man. From your captain. I was nervous because I feel like with Danger's set shots, he's either slotting it like he did or he's spraying it 50 meters wide into the crowd. But fuck, he did well there.
I was obviously great game, all the best, but. I've tipped the Saints, and you know those games, a bit like the Knights for you, Tom. You've tipped against the home side down where they're, you know, pretty dominant usually.
Against the rain.
And then anything could have fucking happened in that last 2 minutes and you just... and every
just
other
cunt,
of course,
yeah, they're like, why the fuck did you tip them, dickhead?
I think Kidding Your Park might become a fortress.
Might be
again.
Back. How's this Joel Selwood stand? Good on him.
Yeah, I know, right?
That.
It's fully, stadium's had redevelopments for ages now, fully done, and fuck, it looks good.
Looks prime.
It's sold it out. I definitely dare say I'll be down there sometime this year to go watch a game because on the bucket list, of course, haven't only been to Geelong once. We drove through for like a couple of hours. So definitely want to go there considering Jaden, my oldest brother, seven legger. He lives in Melbourne, so just duck down.
So is it five, six, and seven legger, or what's the fucking with the three boys?
It's got to be. That's it. Geordie's six, Jaden's seven.
No, nah, who's the oldest?
Jaden.
Okay, yeah, so that makes seven. Sense. Yeah, is cool. he? I thought Geordie would have been the oldest.
No, he's the middle child, but he looks like he's 5 years older than us. That is fucking great.
Is that Joel Selwood stand like a little bit on the piss?
You reckon?
Like when his right shoulder used to duck into every fucking tackle?
Fuck off. That's actually a great shout. I'll admit he was a ducker and it fucking worked.
Fucking hell.
And then Suns versus Crows. Yep, I literally have written in my notes, insert sad crow from Tom.
Well, this is another one. Taylor Walker was out and I was like, fuck, I should change my tip. We had a good friend of the show message us on Instagram about, oh, you know, Tex is out, fucking should change a tip. And I went, nah. I'm not doing it because Munster was out last week.
Yeah,
and they
true.
Won.
It's bad juju, man.
Yeah. So
you
anyway,
never change it.
Look, not the worst thing that could have happened to the Crows.
Is that like the 60-54? Is that a lot of missed goals? Or is that just good defense? Is that like what
the Suns
what?
Were? That was it. Shouldn't have been that close.
Yeah,
Suns Adelaide, were pumping them. At
Adelaide
one point.
Kicked a fucking heap in the sort of the last half of the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, they fucking come right back into it and end up being a good game. But I reckon that they'll be right. They'll be right. They just had a couple of key outs and
that's right.
Going to the Goldie too.
Boy, someone said that I should, and everyone else is probably thinking, fuck no. But someone said that I should do like a recap of the Crows game every week. Like actually look up some stats so I can like run them through the fucking what happened and where the boys are sitting.
We'll
and
go
shit.
Through the other eight games and then we'll let you take one.
No, like not today, but like in the future, I'll just analyze the Crows game and just hit you with what I reckon. Like,
don't tell us when you're going to do it either.
No,
watch the mini.
Yeah. Like that'll be me homework in the AFL section. So because someone's like put up a thing of Homer Simpson sitting at work and says, Tommy, when the boys start talking about
asleep in the control room.
I did see that.
I think next week I'll hit you with a bit of stats.
Yeah, that's not true. You're into it.
Fuck
it. I've
been. I haven't got to watch fucking any NRL either. Leicester, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny. It might be a funny addition.
And what about the tough trip west?
Oh, he's called it.
Fucking it's tough.
Great
going
prediction.
West.
It is.
No Lachie Neale. Coleman done the knee in round one.
That's right.
He's gone for the season. And then that loss now, after last week being up by 46 and losing, that hurts, eh?
Like, it's a dark place that they're in after two rounds.
Like, not many people can win the comp unless you make the top four. And to make the top four, you got to win a lot of fucking games of footy.
That's right.
So to go starting
the first two is it's not easy. Good. And Collingwood play Lions Easter Thursday, I think, that weekend. So, well, they'll obviously both play this weekend, so they'll want to win and fucking get a bit of momentum behind them. Otherwise, it's going to be a fucking tough one.
Have we got the traditional Geelong Hawthorn Easter Monday clash?
Oh, surely. I haven't checked, but fucking
surely they'll never get rid of that.
Wait, Grubbs, who's that young fella, the first draft pick? Like
Harley Reid. He had eight touches in the first quarter. Looked all right, but I think he kind of settled. Not bad. I think he had 16 touches and like five clearances by the end of the game, which isn't horrible for a debut in a 50-point loss.
Yeah.
Still a lot of fucking footy for the kid.
He plays for West Coast.
Yeah, right.
Not Freo. But
yeah, no, sweet. I just didn't know if we'd gone past him or not.
Quickly, Melbourne.
Ooh.
Did you see Clayton Oliver's
Big
game?
Big Clayton got 35 touches.
35 touches.
Back to his best, just man.
Unreal.
Like, the way he played was like watching him the year they won the flag.
Yeah.
He was like, he's just gone, get
Have
fucked.
We got... Oh, no, we can't say that.
Just say
no.
It.
No. Oh. Oh, we could just have Ben Cousin 2.0.
Ooh. Brownlow medal season incoming.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
To confirm
your... Not to the extent.
No.
Of the usage.
Yeah.
Like footy, yep. This hopefully.
Footy skill.
Yeah,
footy
but skill. I'm talking about the off season he had.
Yeah.
And then now come back Me going, too. Fuck up all you cunts, so I can still play footy.
Will he do it every off season?
But yeah. Does he train in blocks?
Hey, yeah. Clay-Doh, run your own race, brother. Fuck him.
To answer your question, Gropes, yes, we have the Easter Monday clash.
Beautiful.
As
beautiful.
Always at the G.
Yep. Beautiful. Well, did we miss any games? I think we got them all.
With the Melbourne, we missed Melbourne. Port versus West Coast, but
that was
the only talking point I really could think of was Harley Reid's debut. Mm. Besides that, Port won by 50, as they should have.
Yeah.
Bit of an easy one.
Possibly a little bit easier, I think, this week. I know West Coast play at home. So, you know, it might be a bit easier for them, obviously. The crowd are going to turn out.
But they take on
the Giants.
Yeah,
I know, but it's a long trip west. But, yeah, at home, I reckon the crowd will turn out.
It's their first home game of the year.
And
so
him,
definitely.
For him.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
support
right. He'll be a big
the
attraction.
Number one draft pick, boys.
For sure.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Bit of cricket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's not too much cricket going on. We've got the Sheffield Shield final this week. I think it might start Thursday. Two best sides all year, obviously. They finished first and second. Matty Wade's last game of long form cricket. He hangs up the gloves for the 4 day and test cricket formats.
Yep. Who's in it? Sorry, mate. Who's
a WA and Tassie.
Oh yeah.
So I'm on Tassie to send off Matty Wade.
WA and Tassie. Fuck it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I know.
You can never keep up with
Sheffield. New South Wales, they were up there for most of the year. Queensland finished last.
Not a good season
for the Bulls. But we'll blame that, you know. Usman, Labuschagne, Mickey Neeser didn't play too
That's
many.
Right.
But, you know. Yeah. Anyway.
Brizzy Heat still won a big bash, so.
I've got to give Elise Perry a rap, take a bow. the WIPL was on, and look, you haven't heard us cover this, and we won't be covering much of the IPL either because it's 2020 cricket.
That's right.
It's a domestic T20 cop. Yeah, who cares?
Don't really care.
But in the Challenger, a knockout game, or at least it was a finals game. I didn't actually see if it was a knockout game, but I think it was. She took the best ever figures in the history of the WIPL, 6-for-15 off four overs.
Fucking unreal.
And then goes out and steers them home with 40 not out.
Wow.
Next game, definitely a knockout game, makes 60 off 55 to post a total for her team. And then in the final, her side bowled Delhi out cheaply, but she went out, iced the game, 35 not out. What a fucking superstar.
Take a bow.
I get so pumped talking about her because she deserves it all. You know, she's been
the fucking nation's
in and around the whole, like she's been, oh, Elise Perry for so long now.
Yep.
And she's just still so good.
Still performs.
Still good so honor. Good. So good on her. Boys, big news today. This morning, Tom, I know you got sent something by a friend of the show, but Keith Thurman pulls out of the fight with Tim Zhu, replaced by a big long Nuffy, and now Tim will defend his super welterweight title.
And there's another belt on the line. So Georgie gave me a ring on the way in. He said, Tommy, have you recorded yet, mate? I said, no. And he
goes, I've
got to
get onto him, actually.
And he said, thank fuck, because I've just got something I need you to play. So, Quinno, just give it a run, mate. You just sent it through to me personally.
Well, it's been a massive 24 hours here at No Limit Boxing. As everyone saw, the big news, Keith Thurman out injured. Tim Zhu was looking at having his fight absolutely cancelled in the States. We've been lucky enough to turn that around in the last 24 hours. He's now fighting for not one, but two belts on the 30th of March, 31st of March here in Australia. So he's got Sebastian Fundora now. I think the Fundora fight is a hell of a fight. It's a tough fight. I believe Tim beats absolutely everyone in the world, so I'm backing Tim always. But I do know that this is a very hard fight. Sebastian Fundora is the hardest guy in the division. It's a great fight, though. We get two belts out of it. So Tim's putting his WBO belt on the line. Sebastian Fundora was in line for the WBC belt. It's now available for Tim Zhu. So we're going for two belts on the 31st of March. Watch live here in Australia, main event KO. And hell of a day, but we're here. I think we're at a better result. Two belts is better than one, always.
Yeah,
so I think he must have put it on his Instagram after as well. But
yeah, but Georgie does that. We help each other out. He's the manager of the RRLC. So
that's right. Exactly. You know. That's right. So he feeds us the info. Sebastian Fundora. Now, there's a bit of stats about this praying mantis. If
he
you
is
haven't
so
seen
long.
Him.
Long.
Mate. Fucking, he is 197 centimetres tall with a 203-centimetre reach and weighs 69 kilos.
Weighs in
to fight.
Yeah, weighs in at 69. That's fucking
that
ridiculous,
is
man.
Like, makes 69 kilos to fight. Obviously, he'd fucking put some
probably
kilos on, but
80.
Mate, I'll show like have a Google of him if you haven't seen him already. The fact that this bloke must eat the same amount as a fucking jockey to stay like that.
Everyone,
the frame man.
Everyone would have seen. So when Zhu fought Mendoza, was it that his last fight, or has he had?
Yeah,
one
no,
after?
That's his last fight.
So when Zhu fought,
it is, isn't it? Mendoza Zhu's last fight.
Was that the last person he fought?
I'm pretty sure we were at Bowen for it.
Yeah. That was October last year.
I don't want to sound like
it was.
I'm pretty sure.
Anyway, you would have seen the highlights of Mendoza knocking this praying mantis out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's all they showed.
Yeah, that's right.
Was Mendoza absolutely sleeping this guy.
That's right. So, but that's the only loss this guy's had is the one to Mendoza. So, and you look at his frame and you must go, yeah, he must just stick outside the range, just picking them the whole thing. But he's got 20 wins, 13 KOs, one loss and a draw. So he fucking has a crack. And I watched some highlights of him, obviously still a casual as fuck boxing fan.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
not like I just knew this cunt's history.
Yeah.
So did a bit of reading up on him and that. And it's fucking crazy, man, how big he is. Like Tim's given up a 23-centimeter height disadvantage and 24 centimeter in reach.
That's fucked.
Fuck
yeah.
So obviously he's going to get hit with a lot of punches coming in on the inside, but mate, I think if Mendoza has the power to knock him out, we saw what happened in that fight with
Tim.
Tim right. has the power to knock him out. It's just, it's more like, I suppose you go, who do you get to spar? But I suppose you just get someone heavier that's got that range. to spar, but there's only a couple of weeks.
Like, that's what I mean.
Like, he can prep.
Yeah, been preparing for
one bloke for so long.
Yeah. Now, is old mate Orthodox or Southpaw?
He's Southpaw as well. Which like fucking makes it harder as well.
Yeah,
I
but
suppose.
Wasn't is that what
was Thurman?
Oh, fucks me.
Didn't know enough about Thurman.
I thought he was, because that's massive too. Like, you've been training for Thurman for fucking 3 months.
It's
good on him for just taking it.
Honestly,
on.
Oh yeah. In my fuck all casual opinion that I don't know much about boxing with, I just think Timmy gets the job done.
Orthodox.
Oh, it was Thurman Orthodox.
See, so he's fighting a big long Southpaw.
Yeah, so that's fuck like the complete me. Different, isn't it? But good on him. I reckon Timmy gets the job done by knockout.
Just the focus
in his eyes at the moment and just what he's doing.
Yeah.
You just go, I think, you know, gaining confidence in what he did to Mendoza and watching what Mendoza did to the Praying Mantis.
Mm.
I think, gets it done. But exciting stuff, like two belts potentially that he can walk away from instead of no more than he already
and
had.
And one of them's a WBC belt, which
is a new one.
I don't know.
Could be even bigger for Zoo.
Oh, dude, I don't know who knows belt's what belt's better best than what fucking belt.
Yeah, sweet as. I'm fucking keen as. It's and it's Easter Sunday. It'll be on.
Mm. Liam Wilson fighting, I think, the day before.
Yep.
So I'm super pumped for that fight, man. I'm a huge Liam Wilson fan. So I really hope he can get that done to set up. I think that's pretty much like a world title eliminator fight.
Yep. Yep.
So keen for that. Aussie boxing's in an awesome place, so it's yeah,
bloody oath,
absolutely.
Man. We just quickly, bit off topic, not really. We had the privilege of fucking getting in the ring for a few rounds with
Benjamin Hussein.
Eye-opening. Eye-opening to say the least.
Mate.
The poor bloke, I felt sorry for him.
It was just impressive to go, like, because he's in fight camp at the moment, fighting in a few weeks. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like 6 weeks or something.
It was 6 weeks.
A bit before
a week
our,
and a half ago.
Yeah. So he's in fight camp, so he wanted to stay active. Interviewed him on the Alpha Blokes, which is out already, and we had to just – we're like, hey, we'll come and stand in front of you and do a bit of sort of training with you.
Yeah.
It was just impressive that he stayed in there for 12 rounds, pretty much didn't break a sweat.
Wouldn't have blown a candle out.
And we were sort of moving around, and the fact that he could just be in front of us and cut us off without actually doing that much and just stay so fluid and that, it's just impressive to watch the – you can tell when someone knows what the fuck they're doing.
So
I've doing it.
I've been saying to everyone like that I've told, I've just been going, it was cool for me. Because obviously, what do we do? 4 or 5 rounds each.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were swapping in and out.
Yeah.
And he just stayed in the whole time. But it was just crazy because at one point he backed himself up against the ropes.
Yeah.
For me to just go over and try and work him a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point I would have thrown a 6-punch or 8-punch combo and didn't hit him once. Yeah. And I was just like, and I sort of had a smile on my face, just shaking my head going, fuck me, like. I thought I'd been going pretty well, but
I just kept going when I'm moving around. I'm going, fuck, I feel like he's chasing me, but he's just moving a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck off. He just controlled the ring the whole time. And this was just all shit that he would have learnt over the last 15 years. Yeah. But it was just crazy because in my head I'm going, he knows what I'm going to do before I know.
Yeah.
Like just how slow and silky he was moving
his
head and just avoiding punches was it was so cool,
man. Professional and a couple of podcasts.
It was so cool.
I think it's cool for me to just experience that and see that sort of thing to go and, you know that we're just having a crack and we'll get in there and forget everything we've even learned in this bit. But I just got a lot more respect. I did have respect before, but now even training to even last 2 rounds and know that these dudes are doing 3-minute rounds and like 10 or 12 of them. It is such a crazy engine that they have to have another person for that long.
You know what I can take out of it is I can see why boxers have to have 30 fights before they go and have a fucking title fight or something.
You know
what I mean? They start way back here fighting nobodies so they can fight them for 4 rounds, 6 rounds, all that. Because I know, obviously, if you've been fighting amateurs your whole career, you've done fucking 200 amateur fights, you know what I mean? But if we pursued this and wanted to do it more, the more fights you had, the easier it'd get.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You just think, well, like fucking Benny, how many fights have these guns had to get that ring that we
don't like Benny was saying, he just loves sparring. Like he just wants to spar. Get in there, sparring and shit. He hates punching air, hates punching the bag and that. He wants to spar because he's like, that's just all you can do to make it easier for your international fight.
Because you're getting hit.
Which makes fucking so much sense, eh?
Yeah.
But no, that was so cool. I was very grateful to get that experience.
Fuck yeah. I'm going to hold on to that.
Yeah, you know?
Like, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's fucking pretty cool because I reckon he'll fucking be a world champion.
Me too. I'm very keen to keep watching him too.
You know, sparred him.
Mate, off of what he's been through as well, that broken jaw against Benny Mahoney. A few years ago, proper split him, and a lot of people saying like that's you never fight again after that injury and shit. And the fact that he's back doing it, good shit.
Anyway, that was a bit off topic, but anyway, we'll get back into a bit of UFC, boys. Start with the shit. We'll start with the shit, and then we'll move into the good.
So Tai Tuivasa. Yeah, it just sucked. You know, I was so pumped to watch, and started well. Hit old mate with a beauty, sort of split him up top on the feet. Look, Ty always looks good on the feet early on. Like you go, come on, here we go. Like you always just wanting him to just wobble him, finish him off.
Yeah.
And, got taken down and you could hear, as I always say, I know fuck all about it, but the commentators were sort of saying like he was trying to get up in a way that was just against all sort of movement. Like they're sort of saying, get on your back so you can do things. But he was just trying to stand up, just getting just hammer punched, rabbit punched in the side of the head.
Yep.
And then ended up getting put in a choke. And you can tell the toughness of the bloke. Like you could hear him gurgling, like breathing, not tapping out to the point where he just sort of started to go out.
Yeah.
And you could tell how disappointed he was, eh? Like just fuck, like getting like four losses on the trot. And you sort of go, like I wonder if – he's always been out of bang, but I wonder if these high-level dudes are like, fuck you, I'll out-bang you still.
Yeah.
And then that's where he was getting those knockouts because they're going, I don't have to wrestle you, I'll just knock you out.
Yeah,
and then maybe they're going, no.
I'll take him down
and just flog you.
Yeah, I'll just take him down and win.
So it's sort of like you go, I don't know, I just want the best for him because he's a fucking great lad. He's been such a good entertainer.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And he's one of our own as well. He's an Aussie. You can't not love him.
I just want him to do what he wants to do. Like if he doesn't give a fuck about titles and that and they're still happy putting him in fights, who cares who he fights and that? But I feel like he's probably one loss away from going the bare knuckle route.
I reckon he would
probably make a heap of coin.
Just go there and just throw fucking fists.
How good would watching Bam be in the bare knuckle bucket?
That would be insane. That would
imagine rocking up. Rocking up the bare knuckle and going, fuck. I've got to fight him.
Yeah, but it was disappointing, mate. You just see how much it sucks for him. And I suppose seeing how close he was, like he dropped Cyril Garn, who before Jones fought was like the
– he was the number one.
Yeah. Yeah. He was that close to being like the world champion.
Yeah.
And then you go, now he's out of the top 10. And you go, I don't know.
Where do you go from here?
I suppose it depends how many fights he signed.
Yeah,
you know, he might have signed a heap of them when he was on that run. Mm. When they went, fuck, let's lock this guy down
like poor
for
old
10 fights.
Tony Ferguson.
Oh, Ferguson will be fighting when he's got a fucking hip replacement.
Signed a 50-fight contract.
But, man, like I said, I just hope that he gets to do something he enjoys doing still. I'd hate for him to be down in the dumps and just fighting because he's signed because he has to or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever he wants to do, man, it was just fucking really disappointing. Like, I was just hoping he got the win to start building back.
Was anyway, it round one? Or two?
It might have been. I think it was round one. I think he started really strong and then got taken down and,
So not great.
No.
But more positive, other than the card itself, there's an Aussie who's going to have a crack at a flyweight world title.
Yeah.
So
Steve-O.
Just out of nowhere.
Steve-O, is it Erceg?
It's Steve Carell.
So. Yeah. It fucking is, man. This dude is the 40-year-old virgin who's not 40, but literally looks like him. He's one of those guys, you know, we're saying like Cameron Smith. he looks like an accountant. Steve-O, yeah. You just walk straight past him in the street, let alone he'd just kill you.
You don't know. Yeah. You wouldn't look at him and go, oh, this bloke kills people for a living.
Yeah, Steve, too. Steve.
This bloke's about to get a title shot at a ranked 10th in a division.
But how good is that? All this shit crumbling down. We got Volk, fucking ties going down. We're like, fuck. JDM obviously got the win. He's going up there. But Steve-O... potentially the next Aussie world champ. Yeah,
that's true.
Fucking
from that like far down the rankings.
Steve-O. Yeah. The WA boys getting it done. I think Jack Del is WA. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yep.
I'm just going to check something here. Keep yarning.
Yeah, but Steve-O coming off a very impressive win last. I think I saw something from Pantoja come out saying that he pretty much asked for one of these guys, a relatively unknown dude who's kicking ass in the division.
Is it because a bit of excitement. Pantoja, if you say it. Is it because he's just cleared out that division?
Well,
prior to even being a champ, he's fought everyone, so he's like, who the fuck do I fight now?
Well, I think the two major challenges he's fought, but there's still Steve-O's 10th.
Yeah, so yes. That's so far down the pecking order.
But oi, I'm all about it for Steve.
Fuck
if
yeah.
If Steve flies in at flyweight, literally, no pun intended, and fucking stops this guy... Steve.
Huge.
Steve.
Fucking Steve-O.
So 125 pounds is 56.7 kilos.
Fuck me.
Send him over to Randwick when he's done.
That's what they're weighing in at. I wonder how heavy he'll be on the night. Probably fucking low 60s maybe.
Yeah. But that's just exciting for Australia though. Like we said.
Just come from nowhere.
The card 301 is, you look at it all, that's a co-main event on a bigger card normally, or that's a headline for a fight night. Yeah. I think because it's a championship fight, it has to be on a pay-per-view. Yeah. But
if there wasn't an Aussie going for a belt, probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah.
That's how, like,
and I'll probably head to a pub.
Watch the highlights.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll be fucking rooting hard for Steve-O because he can't root because he's a virgin. Just joking, Steve. I love you.
A few episodes of The Office
don't
to film
kill after. No, but good on him, mate. Pump for that. Yeah. That's pretty much UFC.
That's going to be prime. And what is it? How many weeks away is.
Mate, there's still, I think it's still a couple because I thought there was two more fight nights before 300. You know when you look up the card and you just flick across to the fights? I'm pretty sure there was another two fight nights and then there was 300. Yeah, so it's at least three more. Is there?
Three more and then, April 14th for 300.
Yeah, there but that's go. Still a month away. So it's not like it's fucking ages.
Mm. No.
But no, that's
no,
that's
we'll
good.
Get. I reckon we'll get into that closer.
Yeah, for closer sure. To it. And we'll get into Timmy Zhu and Liam Wilson next week.
Yeah, for sure.
Well.
On the verge of it.
Yeah. Let's go some footy tipping.
Sounds good.
A bit of football tipping.
Rugby
so
league.
Can someone, have you done your tips?
Oh, no, I'm
no,
doing
I'm putting
it, live.
It in as we
right,
go
you're
through.
Doing it live. So I'm going to have to do something, which is unfortunate, because I've written mine down, but I want to get the team lists up.
Oh, yeah.
The lists are up.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Whiten, big in.
Big in.
The Rabbitohs.
Yep. Ilias
dropped. I know that much. Right.
First game is.
Yeah, go the first.
Brizzy Penrith. And Penrith have no fish, and Broncos have no Reno.
Yeah, no Reno. Massive. Lindsay Smith.
Yeah.
Big blonde.
Big blonde.
Big blonde,
yeah.
Who I used to think was Zach Hosking.
Scotty Sorensen, was he back last week?
Yeah,
he played
last week.
Okay, so he obviously maintained his spot.
Yeah, he's solid.
I'm interested to see what you tip for this game, Grope. See if you'll go the just
the
fucking
smart play
hand
or the
over heart,
play.
The Bronx, as I will be tipping the Bronx. And
how good's your memory?
Yeah, I know, but we had Reynolds and it was round one.
Yeah.
Look. It's fucking, it's hard because.
Surely.
I just don't know. Like, what's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point? It's your team.
Oh, I get that, but you don't get about tipping with your brain and not with your
heart.
And
the one time I did this, it fucking worked.
Yeah, and the other five times in the season that I didn't.
Yeah,
do
but
it,
how many times
lost?
Will people remember that? Or will you remember that? Will you go, I fucking backed my team no matter what and it works? I'd rather be able to say that than go, oh, fuck, why did I tip against
my team? So, if you don't tip him, I reckon Jace is going to count.
So, last year, round one, I tipped Penrith.
Yeah, this is
when nobody knew that what was going to go with the Bronx on that year. Fair enough. I copped that one. The other fucking four or five times throughout the year when I shouldn't have tipped him and I said, oh, I can't now because of round one, they fucking lost.
So you call him Penrith.
So the percentages are on my side. I'm tipping Penrith.
Honestly, you know what? Fucking doing it again.
Take it for the team.
You can't, you know, now why? Broncos are going to win.
Take it for the team because I fucking hope it means a Bronx win.
It's a fucking win-win.
This dog. Yeah. You've done that purely to sacrifice your tip and the Broncos to win.
But you know what
dog.
I'll be doing? I'm not going to be sitting there.
I don't want your tip.
So I'm not going to be sitting there on the couch fucking
cheering.
Going for Penrith.
Yeah.
I will be up and about going, I hope we flog these
You
cunts.
Hope you go 7-0.
Yeah.
You're a dog
yeah.
rooter.
Anyway.
Well, Tom, obviously you're going Penrith.
Yeah.
Tip the Bronx that. Then, cunt.
No.
You reckon it's fucking...
No, no, I believe in my team, mate.
Just quickly, it was a wager we did last year with the jerseys, what I got on me right now.
Yeah.
Doing it again?
Oh, if you want, bro.
Is it just you two or am I involved again?
Well, you didn't want to be involved in the first round, but you were after the grand final.
No, I'll do it, Jace. I got
the grand final is a different fucking story.
Yeah, obviously. Well, fucking wouldn't be surprised if you tipped Penrith. I'm happy.
Would have been a good tip,
I'm
unfortunately.
So, yeah.
Right. No, let's do it.
I'll just leave this in here over till next
Tuesday. I'll go.
Day.
I'll train in mine all week.
Right.
Get a nice and stinky.
Righto. Next, we've got... The Waz in Canberra, is it?
Yes,
over there.
So regardless of where the game is, fucking the Raiders have played a poor Knights team and a shit Tigers team.
Yeah, man.
And the Warriors, apart from a freak act, should have beaten Melbourne in Melbourne last week, and it was a great game. So I reckon this is better the round.
Yeah,
Waz.
I think the Waz too.
Yeah.
It's. I don't feel like it's that simple for me.
I think Canberra can get it done, but I just think I can't, just looking at what's happened the last 2 weeks, tip Raiders with any sort of confidence. It'd just be like a
It's weird because they're 2-0 and the Waz are 0-2.
Mm.
But
you
we're
still
all
have
going,
faith
oh,
in
this
Waz.
Is easy. Like, well, to
Jace,
me.
Jace doesn't think so. What do you
to
reckon?
Me.
I don't know. I'm going to go Waz, but I'm going to do the old groper each way. Don't be surprised if Canberra win this.
So
I love that we've picked him. It's the old Grover.
So you'll be cheering for the Raiders, but tipping the Warriors.
Next week,
much.
Fucking told you I should have went. Should have went the milk, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, no, I think we're all on the same page there.
Righto, massive game. This is a rivalry game.
Oh,
dating
a triance.
Back a fucking 100 years.
Yeah.
Now, look, media all over Souths this week. Like, fucking
big
all
time
over them.
After two games.
Like, what is it, Tom? Like, pubes on soap.
That's right.
All over them. Latrell with his interview, dropping Ilias. Chooks were fucking horrid against Manly. I'm going to tip Souths.
Expecting to bounce back.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Just with everything that's going on, I reckon they're going to fire up and fucking win.
I wonder if, because Trell and Jackie Whiten get along real well.
Okay,
a fair bit outside of the game, go fishing, do a fair bit of stuff together. Yep. I wonder if the injection of Jackie Whiten, Trell sort of turns it on, those three.
Puts him over for a few.
Yeah. Maybe.
Could force the Trell to step up because he's been a bit underwhelming.
I wish fucking that they didn't drop Ilias though.
That's fucking weird, man.
It's like he is not the sole reason. And if you're going to axe someone in that 13, it's not Ilias. He hasn't done anything wrong.
These blokes are just sorry. We've got to go back to the fucking Raiders. They've put Zach Hosking on the bench and started Whitehead as captain.
Don't do that after Zach
Hosking's had a blinder.
Great games. Scored.
Anyway, fucking idiots.
Now, I know Dean Hawkins is just a big dick of the NRL world, but I mean...
Yeah, surely he can't be better than Ilias.
Has Ilias fucking got on the piss on a Monday night or something and he's getting punished?
It was announced on Monday before the team list were out that he was going to get axed.
Yeah, I did see it.
I wonder if it's like just for a bit to do something or are they like...
I don't know, kick him up the ass, like go back to fucking...
Renault would look good in the 7.
Yeah. Good decision there by whoever the fuck let him go. But you'll be shocked... to find out that Luke Keary is out with a concussion. So
yeah, I did see that actually.
Big Sandin is playing 5-8 and Sam Walker's playing
As much as I give him shit, those two, that's not good hearing Keary.
No, because
he's had a fair few. Yeah.
And he's only, isn't he, is he our age, Groper? Keary? I think he's late 20s.
a lot older than people think. I'm pretty sure he's.
I'm pretty sure
30.
I reckon he's either 29 or 30. Have a bit of a look. But yeah,
He's 32.
Is he?
Yeah. That's what I mean. I remember hearing a while ago that he is a lot older than we thought.
He'd still be getting hit up for ID.
He looks fucking 18, man.
Wow. But no, I hope it's only a fucking minor one because I know he had a fair bit of time out and they take it pretty serious at the Roosters too. Jake Friend, Cordner.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Cordner was a big
not
one.
Not something to joke about, eh?
But they've put in a like for like with Big Sandin.
Yeah,
true. he might struggle with Kalama Tungi running.
You know what,
Gropes?
I am with you. After looking at the team list, seeing that Kerry's out, there's that older head steering him around the park. You got Sandy Smith and Sam Walker. So
yeah, I don't know. I just reckon that surely with all this attention, they've got to fire up. Whiten's first game in the fucking in the green and red.
Boy, surely. Jackie Whiten plays left centre. If he doesn't, I'm fucking don't know anything about any sort of.
Why is that?
Because you got fucking Cody Walker Latrell into AJ on the wing. True. Like, surely you'd have him on the left.
He'll play against Manu too.
Wouldn't you?
That'd be a great battle.
That would be a great
matchup. No, you would because Campbell Graham's a right centre. And when he comes back.
Yep. He'll slot straight back in for.
That's a nice
is
looking.
Is Big Richie Kenner still playing or is it Tarn Miller?
Tass or whatever.
Isaiah Tass, that's it. I'm going Roosters. Yeah. I don't know. This is kind of like a. Rabbitohs have been shit. Roosters got the win against Bronx in round one, but they didn't look amazing. And then they obviously lost last week. So it's like not much to go off here.
No. So fuck all to go off.
I just think a bit of juju with Gropes.
I'm going the juju.
It's a good call, but I think I'm just going to stick with the Roosters.
Nice.
I think Kerry being out was the big one for me, I think.
Yeah.
And what's his name being in for the Rabbitohs? Fucking Whiten. Mixing him
this
with
Trill. This next one actually might be.
The worst game of the round.
Yeah, like to watch. But you know how I just said the Wars might be a nice easy tip even though the stats don't line up?
Yep.
This one might be the easy one. And you're getting great odds to me, the Doggies and the Titans.
I thought you were about to say the Titans. I was going to say I honestly think we're up for a dog's humping.
Yeah.
Like, I think they'll get their little red rockets out and just smack the Titans straight up the dirt.
I reckon 2:00 Belmore Saturday afternoon.
Mate,
stop it.
This is their chance to get a win on the board.
They've got the new team that have been shit so far. Yeah. But on paper, man, they look like a fucking good side.
And
I don't know.
Titans just pounded by the Dragons into a bye.
Yeah.
Not much to go. And they still don't have
Fifita
and Jaden Campbell back.
But
so,
they do have Kieran Foran back this week.
They do.
Which surely he's too old.
Dogs. Yeah.
But anyway,
he's
I'm
just
up
got to not
dogs.
Get injured.
I actually can't believe 34% have tipped Titans.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Well, this is
we
still
had the
early,
week.
You can't really say like count Dragons. Count Titans out because they got pumped by Dragons, who then got absolutely humped by the Finns.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck? Do I even base that Titans game off
you
that?
Can't. You base it off fuck all except that it's at Belmore.
Yeah, it's still round three and I don't know what the fuck I'm tipping right now.
And because we had a week last week where everything happened as it should, you know what's going to happen this week.
Oh, yeah. You
fucking rogue.
Yeah. Anyway, next one, also quite easy for me anyway.
Yep.
Cows.
After that fucking performance last
me
week.
Me too. You watch them come and just kick ass.
Yeah.
Another really
Cowboys,
hard
Cowboys,
one.
Cowboys.
This one's hard as well. At Saturday night.
Might go to the Joker.
So, little side story. Keto was down in Brizzy, staying at his mate's place on the weekend. The mate's young fella. He's put a bet on. Eyes up. This is fucking eyes up footy, this. Eyes up punting. He's put a bet on before the season started for the Sharks to be on top of the table after five rounds, after the end of round five.
Oh, yeah.
So they had the Warriors in New Zealand.
Mm.
Tough. But then they had the Dogs, the Tigers, the Bye, and who's the third one? It's someone shit. Titans, I think.
Oh.
And it was paying $12.
Raiders.
Oh, true.
They got Raiders in round four.
He would have been chuffed when.
And then they got a bye.
And then they got the bye round five.
Yeah. So they got Tigers, Raiders, bye. And I'm going, that is, oh, is a punt.
That is a great fucking shout. And they're always,
yeah, yeah, around I must top. Have missed his fucking message.
Where's the tip?
So he reckons he's sitting looking at it going, all we got to do is beat the Wars in New Zealand, which was obviously that's big the hardest.
Yeah. That is eyes up.
And they did it. And now it's like the ball's in their court, so the Tigers will win this week.
No, well done, Russ. Yeah,
great. Yeah, punting. I'm tipping the Cronulla.
So, yeah,
and too. We could be on for another fucking Mulatalo Katoa anytime sort of multi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think is Kennedy playing?
Great shout.
Yeah,
yep.
I think he normally scores a few tries, and he hasn't really scored any yet, has he?
He hasn't been on.
Well, no. I think he'll be.
He's due.
I think he's due.
Yeah,
because that ain't yeah due.
Righto, here we go.
This is a great game, actually.
Good game. Sunday 4:05. At Combank.
This is a fucking hard tip.
Heels seat.
Yeah. Very hard tip. I need to go look at the teams right now.
There you go.
I'm
Heels and the Eags.
I'm going Manly just because of the start they've had this year. Para don't look that bad.
Oluquatu starting?
Yeah.
So he went off with 5 to go.
Yeah, was he clutching his hamstring
or
something?
Nah, I think he got a corky, eh?
Ham and your hole, 11... starting.
I don't know. Manly have just done it against. If they were beat fucking Tigers and Dragons in the first two rounds, you'd go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But to come out and beat Bunnies and Roosters
massive,
is a fucking big ask. Yeah. Like, if you're good enough, you'll fucking win all games. Yeah. So I think they are good enough, and I think they'll beat Parra this Sunday.
Eels have been good as well, but yeah. I think I'm going to tip the Eels.
Oh,
yeah, I am.
It's not a fucking easy one.
Nah.
Like,
it's not.
Yeah.
Brooksy was good again, wasn't he?
He just was. Like,
you know, didn't do anything wrong.
He's just
wrong,
doing his job, backing up DCE, not doing anything wrong.
How fucked is this? I'm like, I'm going to tip Manly, but I just.
You'll be right, mate.
Fuck. You were more confident in tipping Manly against Roosters last week.
Yeah, yeah. I was confident at that. Yeah. There's just something about Para. They've just fucked me a heap of times.
They didn't even look that bad against Penrith, eh? Like they had they had fuck all ball at times, and then as soon as they did, they were getting over.
So. I just think Manly just seemed to have the tails wagging at the moment. Yeah. Like you said, there's a couple of really good wins to kick off. The confidence is high.
It's hard. It's a fucking coin toss, really. Isn't
pretty
it?
Much.
I wonder how Oluquatu will look this week because, like I said, he honestly, I thought he was going to score every time he got the ball
proper
on fucking Sunday.
I'll always throw him into a multi for Manly, but in saying that, I was very confident last week on him. But this week you got like Moses and Brown who, as far as halves go, are bigger bodies.
They chop.
They chop.
They don't like, stand there and get defenders.
So they'll obviously still hit Oluquatu, but it won't be like the go-to run over that fucking midget.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I'm going Manly.
Righto, and then this is not an easy one either to finish. Sunday's hard.
It is.
Sunday's hard, Saturday's easy.
I think this one's especially hard because Melbourne have no Munster still and no Hughes because he got suspended for fucking nailing that ref.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
How weird is this that so a lot of punters must just be going Melbourne just cause, and the odds, like,
Newcastle
is the betting favourites, and 89% are still
89
on this app are still.
That has got to change.
Yep.
Yeah,
surely we might bring it down a little bit because
when they see the team list,
I'm going Newey.
Are you?
Yeah, I think they.
Right, McDonald Jones.
So
I don't know. I think that you.
I'm tipping Newey because it's must win. It's fucking round three, right. And it's must win. For
and
them.
They've fucking dropped Jackson Hastings.
Yep.
Brought in Jack Cogger to start, which isn't bad.
No, I don't reckon that's bad.
But, like, I think if you're going to drop one of those halves, it had to be Tyson Gamble.
Have a go at the halves combos here.
You got Pezzett and Wishart.
Pezzett, Wishart up against Gamble and Cogger.
The Pezzett and the Shart.
Fuck yeah.
That is why I'm going Newey. Well,
I'm backing Kalen in. He'll get the ball.
What was their main talking point? Well, main talking point of mine, at least, at the start before the year, you go, Melbourne heavily invested in the spine. When a couple of them go out, who's the big dogs who are stepping in. And that's then you right. sort of go through this team list now. Pap, obviously a fucking gun.
He killed it last week too.
Coates, a good finisher, but it's not like Coates is winning you a game.
Apparently, a, he is.
No, like at the end, at the end like that when they can get him the ball. But yeah. I mean, it's not like he's trucking nut up fucking making something happen out of nothing.
I'm going to get that cut and taken out of context.
Oh, so that'll be Coates so isn't winning games.
Coates can't win you a game.
No, and then just have a fucking clip from Saturday night.
You know what I mean. As in getting the game done.
I just don't have any fucking faith in Jonah Pezzett and Wishart, if I'm completely honest.
Oh, yeah, and you're just throwing all the eggs at Gamble and Cogger.
Yes, I am. Jack Cogger came in the fucking grand final last year and...
Yeah, true.
Pretty much anyway. Replacing Luai with him.
Harry Grant would have to do a fair bit out of half if they're going to win, I think, and really grab it by the nuts.
I'm just backing Kalen in to take lots of ball.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right, yeah.
Early ball. Yeah, I'm tipping the Knights.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Knights too.
All right, all the boys.
Right, that would have sounded that dumb then.
Yep. He's dwelling on that one.
Mm. Let's go. Move into the AFL.
Let's.
Thursday.
Yep.
March 21st, tomorrow night, St Kilda Collingwood. Big game this.
That is a big game.
It's huge. There just seems to always be big games.
Yeah, no matter what.
You know why? 18 teams in the comp, 23 rounds.
That's right.
It's fucking just.
It's smaller.
Big all the time.
And there's so many fucking old rivalries in AFL. Mm,
yeah.
Because so many Melbourne teams, just everyone hates each other.
Yeah.
So in this game especially, like 2010 most notably, the grand final and the rematch.
The drawn one.
I think St Kilda will still just fucking hold on to that forever. But yeah.
So Collingwood must win.
They have to
Surely the Dogs win.
That is why I'm tipping them. Mm. At the MCG, it's a St Kilda home game, but it's at the G. Collingwood supporters will drown them out.
Definitely.
So,
yeah. I can't. Yeah, even after the two losses, it's like I'm not ready to completely ride off.
If the Saints get up this week, they could be fucking the real deal. I know they lost.
They still put in a good performance.
But they went to Kenya, almost got the job done. That's right. If they can beat Collingwood at the MCG, they could be the real deal. So, yeah, I'm going to tip Collingwood, tip my head. Would love to see them get rolled and go 0-3.
I would much rather. I'd go, 8 from 9 this week and happily watch Collingwood lose.
Copy. Tom?
Are
you tipping Collingwood that?
Yeah.
And just doesn't give a fuck.
I thought you were staring it over to him. We've got Adelaide Geelong here at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, boys, it's another jersey. It's another jersey fucking.
Yeah, this is actually, I don't know if you have any Crows jerseys, but I've got a Geelong Guernsey.
The Jace Tom double.
I might have a fucking scar, because me pop obviously used to go for the Crows. That's why I'm with them.
Yep.
But I might have like a scarf or something.
Yeah, we can. I absolutely will wager that as well.
I'll ask the old girl. The other one has to wear both things.
Yeah.
The ball is like firmly in your court here.
Mm.
Both home games for you.
Yeah, they're at your advantage, but I'll fucking absolutely do it. I'll I wouldn't say happily, but bet's a bet. I'll sit here with a Penrith jersey and a Crows scarf on.
Leave
it
with me. I'll ask the old girl if she's
Roger. So I reckon that's another massive one.
That is another massive game
because we've sort of it's hard because
what are you going, Grubbs?
I'm going to tip the Crows. Yeah,
it's never fucking easy going to fucking Adelaide Oval, eh?
Nah, especially because they're going to be up and about and they should be sniffing around that 8.
That's right. First home game of the year.
First home
too.
Game. They've gone to the Gold Coast, played in front of no cunt. Like,
is Taylor Walk still out?
Don't know. You don't get team lists on a Tuesday.
That's right. But we might, like, can we find like an injury list, maybe?
Summary,
ins and outs, while there's, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Taylor Walker back. Yeah, it says he's like, they don't know when he'll be back. So hopefully he's still out this week. But yeah, obviously I'm going the Cats. Tough trip, but the boys can get it done off a great win last
week. Yeah, good win last week. Hopefully Dangerfield has a terrible game in front of his old club.
Oh, they fucking feed it to him every time.
Yeah, well, he fucked them. No, he didn't. Righto. Frio. The big top 8 contenders.
The fucking odds here are actually North are paying $2.75. Yeah, but be paying fucking fuckload more.
Frio hate coming to Melbourne, just they like do. Everyone hates going there.
True.
But yeah, no, $1.45 seems like stealing money.
Yeah. I'll definitely be back in Frio.
I'm tipping Frio too, of course.
Tommy?
Oh, of course, mate.
Yeah.
Frio, simple. Yeah.
Simple for me, this one.
This Hawks versus D's.
Yep.
You're simple. You're back in. Oh, so you're back Hawks.
I said simple, you fuckwit.
Oh. So you're going D's.
I'm tipping Hawthorn.
Yeah.
You listen to me, hypocrite. Theory, you fuckhead. So
here he goes.
They're playing at home. Obviously, it's both their home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tip them. I've written this exactly down. I'm tipping them this week, even though I should tip Melbourne, but then that's it for the fucking heart bets.
Right. So,
did Melbourne win the comp last year? Can anyone answer me that?
Does that mean he loves the Hawks more than he loves the Bronx?
Yeah.
Have Melbourne won back-to-back-to-back premierships? Riddle me that.
Cunt, are you living off 10 years ago?
No, I said of Melbourne.
No,
No, they Hawks haven't. Have Penrith? Yes, they have.
Oh, I see. I thought you were basing off Hawthorn 10 years ago.
So just fucking everyone relax.
I just love
they're Jace, getting one more chance.
Jace is like a coiled spring down there and that off you. And
if you went for Raiders and you did this, I'd go, fucking, that's a bit weird, but it's just because it's our Bronx, mate, and you just don't have enough faith in them.
Yes, I do. I just tip with my head and I support with my heart.
Righto. I fucking hope.
I'm giving the Hawks one more chance.
Tips with his cock in the AFL. Yeah. Tips with his
only because
big head.
They
in the
played.
NRL.
Fucking, I think they played really well last week, Hawthorn. So, anyway, we'll see. They'll probably get spanked.
Yeah, Clayton will come out and get 40 touches and kick a bag.
Nah, we'll fucking get into him.
And then sniff
as well. We'll get stuck into him early and put him on his ass. Like they did to poor old Sicily on the weekend.
Yeah,
fuck me, Dad. Where were my blokes? There was about eight of them just ripping into the cunt before the first bounce. And I'm going, where's the fucking
it's always
Hawthorn jerseys?
Fucking heated, eh? The boys just get into it in that game.
It's because he's got such a mouth on him, old
sis. Yeah, he does.
But anyway, up the Hawks. Can't help. Righto. Easy one. Sydney.
Swans.
Will
yep.
win.
Sydney. Great will form. Force to be reckoned with this year.
Yeah, definitely.
My top four prediction is looking good for them, I think.
It is. I just think the fact that they don't have Buddy, there's not a big fucking target there saying kick it to me.
True.
You know what I mean? Like they're, yeah, anyway, it was a good thing that he retired for their sake.
Yeah.
Not for mine. I am going to tip the Western Bulldogs here. I think they weren't as bad as they probably looked against the D's.
You reckon?
I just think Suns going down there. Suns have had back-to-back home games.
That's true.
Going down there. We'll see. If they can put it on down there in Ballarat and win, then, hey, you should be going.
I was just about to ask, where the fuck is Mars Stadium? But
it's just about a planet away.
That was a beauty. That was a fucking beauty.
A little bit further than the moon.
Did you have that up your sleeve?
Or no, I didn't, actually. That just rolled straight off the tongue. That's
fucking
what,
comedic
that's
genius,
why, that's
eh?
Why it was so good.
Yeah. Some are just born into this game.
tough one because
fuck yeah.
Suns do look fucking good.
Yeah.
But like you said, they're both at home. I don't know. Fuck it. I'm going Suns, actually.
Yep. Nice.
I'm going Suns, too.
Doggies like looked very underwhelming last week. I thought it should have been a much closer game.
Like I think, if they go down there and prove it, you could go, oh, fuck, are the Suns the real deal here?
That's right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Dimmer will have the boys prepped.
But I'm not going to take the punt on them yet.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Did you see Luke Beveridge fucking ripping into that reporter after
the rum. Bevo.
He ripped into a notorious reporter for just fucking hammering the Dogs over the years. I think he works for Fox Sports or something. He's come out and
what's the reporter's name?
I think it's Tom Smith or something.
You're not talking about Tom Morris, surely.
Tom Morris, yeah, Tom Morris.
This was last year.
The video of him ripping into him.
This was last year after round one.
Let him go.
Go, mate.
Is that from round last year? Oh, well, fuck. I'm living under a rock because I
just
saw
ruined
it.
Okay, look. Now, you could possibly be right, but I'd be very surprised if after round one again this year, he has torn shreds off Tom Morris because Tom Morris got sacked after that. from Fox.
Yeah.
So
you're probably right.
I mean, if it's deja vu, then fucking hold me to it.
No, you are right. That was very old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the story behind that. So this is how fucked the media is when it comes to this shit. So someone would have been sitting on this Tom Morris, who gives a fuck about Tom Morris? He's a reporter for Fox. No one cares.
No.
But someone's got a WhatsApp conversation with voice recordings and fucking shit of Tom Morris fucking ripping into one of the girls that works at Fox Footy.
Oh.
Saying like, she's such a good chick, but unfortunately she's got her liquor license. And no one knew that she was swung that way, right? So that's happened. Bevo has absolutely fucking ripped into this cunt.
Yeah.
It's all over the news the next day. And then the media go, now's our chance. Very next day, bang, WhatsApp conversation about Tom Morris gets leaked.
Oh.
And he gets sacked.
Fucking hell.
That was, oh, man.
I did think it was like, I swear I see Beveridge like blowing up all the time watching the video the other day, and I just obviously didn't see a fucking date on
a
it
date
at all.
Stamp.
And I thought
it was 2 years ago, not 1 year ago.
Yeah. Oh, well, so, I'm wrong too. But anyway, that whole sequence of events, you just go, how long were those cunts sitting on that WhatsApp conversation?
Just waiting for their chance.
Waiting for him to be relevant.
Yeah.
is that so bad? Though, what he goes, yeah, great looking chick, but she's got a liquor license. Like, as in, it's pretty much just she's gay.
Yeah, but anyway, no one knew. Like, it wasn't public knowledge.
Oh, so he's revealed that she's gay.
The media source did.
Oh,
yeah
anyway. Copy.
Anyway, good old Tom.
Good on her, though.
Who are you going that game?
We should have let him go. I'm pissed about that now.
Oh, I'm fucking off you. What was I'm going the Suns.
Yeah, yep. I'm going the Dogs.
Roger.
Richmond Port. Kingy's going to the game, actually.
Oh, the King.
He's a Port man, so.
He's getting a bit of sport in this year, the King.
Well, he's got it because he reckons he's he reckons he might be making the move away from Melbourne, so he's going to try and go to as many as he can, you know.
Very smart.
Look, it's hard. It's Port at the MCG.
Mm.
I'm going to tip him, but.
Yeah, I'm going Port as well. I know too. Richmond aren't the real deal this year. So. Yeah.
No, they're not, but they've fucking been.
Well, they did well to fucking get that close against Carlton, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sticking with Port.
That first half against the Suns, though.
Shocking. Shocking.
Two.
Yeah.
And then we have 18th versus 1st over at Optus. She's a long trip west. But I'm tipping the Giants.
Yeah.
They got her.
Yeah. GWS. They're another team that looks fucking good,
they look
man.
Good, eh?
After the first two rounds, them and Sydney are like fucking very likely top four chances, I think.
Yeah.
I put GWS in my top four, and I was like, oh, they're always a fucking smoky for top eight, let alone how good they're playing this year.
Yeah. Yep. Righto, that's all the tips done. We got 8 in for the NRL. We got 9 in for the AFL.
Yeah. Had a far better week last week in tipping.
Yeah.
Cross both.
Yeah. Everyone did. And how's old fucking Mitch Corro? We met him at the Magic Millions.
Yeah.
Essendon supporter too. Didn't actually give me shit like another supporter of the show who texted me while he was at the game. And he also an Essendon supporter. But that's all right. Just trouting in the because he's obviously an AFL boy from Melbourne and he's leading the NRL tipping.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking why. Yeah. That makes perfect sense, bro.
Awesome in round one.
So, it's a very early trout, though.
Oh, one of the earliest trouts.
Remember what I did last year?
Yeah.
When I was coming first after I used my joker round one.
Mate, there was a bloke in the RLC that put up a tip after round one of the first game of round one and said he was in the lead. So that's possibly one of the earliest crows of early crows.
Yeah, that was.
I've ever seen.
That was after Vegas.
Yeah.
Two games.
Yeah. It might have been after one of the two games in Vegas.
Surely he was doing it as a piss take.
Nah, wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it's just a Reggie getting his chance, mate, season it.
Now, this is the time where we give our mates at the Standard Squeeze a massive plug.
Yeah, sure is.
Now, they've been one of our biggest supporters from round one, I was going to say.
Pretty much.
From day one, but they have.
Our round zero, really.
Now, we harp on about how good they are each week, but we've got big news this week.
Yes, we do.
They've got a new fucking product that they're launching in a couple of weeks, right? It's called the Hydrate. I'm going to read off the paper here because this is hot off the press. This is hot off the press.
Better today.
They've been testing these for 6 months. They're dual wall vacuum sealed breasts, it says, that keep the water cold for 24 hours plus. Now, I believe him because he told me that out of his mouth himself. Like, it's in the sun. So it's a fucking insulated water bottle, man.
Yeah,
and probably. They legit keep water. If you put ice in it and some water, it will keep the water the whole time. Perfect for... So a mate of mine's got something similar. We went fishing. It's just it's a 4 liter thing.
Yeah.
You fill it up. It sits in the corner. You don't have fucking 20 water bottles in the esky. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're unreal. So there's going to be heaps more to come on this because they're a couple of weeks away still.
There's your little teaser to keep an eye out.
So that's your teaser.
Yep.
They're going to launch the Hydrate. Oh, no, they're launching them this Thursday. Oh, fucking you beauty.
Fucking get ready then.
Yeah.
They come with 3 different lids, unlike all the other bottles out there where you have to pay extra. And then the Reggie's choice should obviously be the big boy, which is the 3.8 litre. Load it with ice, keep water cold all weekend in the heat.
Yeah. It's perfect. Do you know my only worry with this thing? As soon as it gets in the door, the missus will fucking snag it.
Oh, yeah.
They love water bottles.
And do you know how to fix that problem? And for all other ages that have that is just get 2 of them.
Yeah.
You can never have too many.
1.9 litre and a 3.8 litre. So
we'll have to share it on our we should do a little – when they launch, we might do a little reshare on the Insta.
We'll put a picture up because it's got the handle and everything that you know, carry it around.
It's perfect for everything.
It looks fucking prime. It's
the inconvenience of having to fill cunts up or take heaps of them on the job site, fishing,
it's like a genuine – it's hard for
everything.
It's hard for us and we – to sit here and do like a fucking readout ad because we genuinely like them and love their
shit. We love it, yeah.
So it's easy for us to just sit here and talk about, which
is
why this
always
happens and we go rambling on.
Well, one thing I always used to fuck up at in the mines and that as well as now even is I didn't drink enough water because I didn't have a good bottle that I liked. Mm. So
and you still don't drink enough
water. I still don't. I've always said if I crash in the desert with 200 cunts, I'll be walking around for a day going, fuck. Everyone else will die because I don't need that much water.
He's trained his
You'll
body.
Be the last survivor.
Just in case you watch me, I'll make it to that little dam.
Yeah, just in case you're ever stuck in the desert with 200 cunts.
Just training myself.
And you'll be sitting up there on your high horse going, look at all you cunts.
Told you. And then I'll die by
Can't
myself.
Believe you need water.
But anyway, use the code Reggie15 at checkout.
Yeah, Reggie15.
Because obviously all the other products are still there. The standard squeezers, like I said, I've recently got stuck into my work and seen other people getting stuck into their work with the mini squeeze.
Yeah.
Great thing.
We got, standardsqueeze.com. Go check out those two new items and then, don't forget about all their other stuff. Reggie15, 15% off at checkout, standardsqueeze.com. I've got 2 noms and it's Thurman for pulling out of the boxing. Don't care. Tell me he broke his leg in half. I don't care. He can still have the squeeze.
Mm.
Or Jace, Todd.
Well, I didn't see Jace ref, so I can't comment on that.
It's squeeze worthy. I think another good shout is Jerome Hughes getting suspended for taking the ref out.
Yeah. So
that's like, fuck me. Obviously, he wasn't cleaning him up. The ref's in the wrong spot. What is he meant to do? Get out of my way.
I will need to have to go and watch that.
Yeah,
again.
I can't comment
Did
on
Tony
it.
Carroll get suspended when he need the ref
and
knocked
no,
him out?
No, he did not.
There you go.
Did you watch it about 15 times and see if you could? Because I'll need to watch
not
it.
Not 15 like, but times. But it wasn't. To know what the fuck?
It was just accidental though, right?
Like, yeah, there was no penalty or nothing.
Fuck, man.
It was play on.
How much
Get
does that
way,
sting
refs.
Melbourne to
with Munster
out
as well?
Out.
Yeah.
That's just like, come on.
Bellamy would be pumped.
Oh, he's thrilled.
So would you give it to the NRL or judiciary?
Just
or?
Refing in general then, because you've got that, judiciary, and you've got Toddy, myself, Smith.
Fuck yeah, let's smash the refs.
Not really the ref's fault that he didn't blow a penalty and now the player's suspended, but refs.
Fuck yous.
Oh, right, another one of our big supporters, CTC, Country Trucker Caps, the best domes in the dome covers in the land, for the best domes in the land. Go to countrycompanies.com is where all the knuckles designs already are. Country Trucker Caps, a design your very own. Who is our CTC cap turn of the week?
Well, I had two noms. Again, Xavier Coates or Elise Perry. Elise has already got the
that try, award. That try you don't see like that in that scenario very often. I think it's just
It's got to be him.
Everything about it, the finish, the circumstances, win the game. I think it's very captain worthy.
Yeah. It's got captain written all over it.
That's one of those ones that he has forever now. Like, as in, he can show his grandkids that, like, that highlight reel, the way it happened in the game. Fucking good on him.
Fucking awesome. Oath. Good
skip.
On him.
Yeah, good on you, skip for this week.
The skipper. Yeah, beautiful. Righto, well, we might wrap it up there. I reckon this time next week, there'll be big news.
Yes.
Coming out of the Reggie's.
I have a feeling
there will be some sort of merchandise style of
what you've been requesting for a long
big
time.
Big fucking news.
Footy's back. It's the cool is around the corner. Yeah. It'd be good to have something in between.
Righto, we'll wrap it up. Massive weekend ahead again. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you Friday for the Punch Show, where we will discuss the fucking holing that these two
big
on my left and right copped on the weekend.
Righto.
All right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.